Do the dosey do, do the dosey do. No, I can't even slow down because I do the flow. I can't even think because I thought I was doing low. People be moving too freaking low. I can't even think because I feel like a do to do. Hold on, these people go toe to toe. Do to do, do to do.
Oh. Okay, do to door salesman. See what I'm playing. Doesn't really matter now to staring. Hey, oh, wait. Okay, we got like 7 minutes to play.
Door to door salesman. I be like, door to door salesman. I be like, hello, ma'am, could I sell you this product?
You know,
hello, ma'am, could I sell you this product?
I hate to interrupt, but you know what'd be cool? You know, remember our old friend? Remember that guy?
No,
I mean,
don't.
His name rhymes with friend.
Hi, it's Holly Tanner.
And Justin Weaver.
We're from Something to Talk About, and you're listening to 90.7 FM.
WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's-how-you-cans. Visit DedicatedPresentation.com. Or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Food New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Monday, April 25th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the radio at WGXC, including at 9 a.m. on the WGXC Morning Show. WGXC's Rob Gellis speaks with Peter Young, who runs an art gallery on Warren Street in Hudson. 10 a.m., it's time for the Afrosonic Taxi, and get on board this week with sidestepper Kenny Mishukangi and Baba Mal, among others.
We live in trouble times. I believe in the resurrection. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. Ah, yes, beloved. I believe right along with you, right along with Hillsong. And before them, Andre Crouch. God is on our side. We must remember that, never to forget, always to remember, God is on our side. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are here at WGXC with me, where there is a bright side. There's a bright side somewhere right here with me on WGXC. And I have with me our audio engineer extraordinaire. I tell you, this gentleman is engineer extraordinaire. Mr. Martin Randall. And how are you this morning, Mr. Randall?
I am doing well, a little tired from setting up for the event today over at the church. But it's going to be a good event. And good morning, Brightside listeners.
Amen. Good morning all. Yes. And I can believe that you would be tired, because I was up at 3 o'clock this morning and got an email from you. So we were both up burning those candles at both ends. Praise be to God. And he's just so wonderful, beloved. I sent the song list on Friday, thought I sent it on Friday, and found that I sent it to myself. Okay. And when I sent the list to him, 1 o'clock this morning, he had it ready for us this morning. So please give snaps and claps. While I didn't expect him to do all that, because we had a list from last week that you didn't get to hear, because there was a repeat of our last show. So, so that's why I say he is the audio engineer extraordinaire, and we are blessed to have him working with us to bring good music with the heart, the mind, the soul in mind, music with a message. And today is Easter Orthodox. The Orthodox Ukrainian Church celebrates Easter today, and Mr. Martin will be hosting a free concert with numerous acts who will come to share their talents and their gifts in performing this concert. It's a benefit concert to help support medical needs in Ukraine, and we just give snaps and claps to the Ukrainian army, who have been putting up a formidable fight against an opposing force and attempting occupying our army and regime. And, God's not finished yet. We still remember the David and Goliath story, beloved. Amen. So we know God is not finished yet. We do have a music lineup for you today. And as always, it has you in mind. Ministers to me, I believe and hope it'll minister to you too. We have for you this morning in our lineup, People Get Ready by Mr. Curtis Mayfield. I Am a Believer, Rhett Walker. Stand in Faith, Danny Gokey. I'm Going with Jesus, the Chicago Mass Choir. You Are All I Need, Mr. Hezekiah Walker. A Move of God is on the Way. Mm-hmm. By Norman Hutchins, and No Matter What, Mr. Kirk Franklin. So, beloved, after you hear all that, I'll be back with a spiritual social commentary for today. But right now, don't you move that dial. You sit there and relax and be blessed. But this is music for a message for the mind, the heart, and the soul. And here we go. People, get ready. There's a train coming.
There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealer's humming. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. The train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast.
Open the doors and boredom. There's hope for all among us love the most.
I'm disappointment. Can't avoid the delay, but I don't have to make feeling down and defeated the place that I stay. Gonna rise to the moment, gonna speak to the waves, gonna push back the doubt that keeps dragging me down when I can't find a way. Don't need to see it, eyes on you.
Now come on, all the way. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I don't know about you, but I feel real churchy about right now. Ha. Yeah, yeah.
You can't turn me.
You can't turn me.
I'm going with Jesus.
beloved. You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim L. Singletary, your perpetual optimist. And we are here where there's a bright side. There is a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM. We have music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. So don't you go nowhere. You stay right here. After a minute, I'll be back with more in it, more heartfelt message, my spiritual social commentary for today. Listening to You're All I Need. Yes, 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 You're All I Need. And then we're going to keep it moving. So sit back and relax. Don't you go nowhere. You stay right there. I'll be back.
Get somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day. Signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is gonna bless you, but just holding on.
I feel a breakthrough coming your way.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day.
The signs and wonders.
Signs and wonders.
Miracles.
Miracles to perform.
God's gonna bless you.
God is gonna bless you.
Just holding on.
Just holding
on. Come on, say.
Just hold on.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day.
Gonna change your day.
With signs and wonders.
Signs and wonders.
Miracles.
Miracles to perform.
God's gonna bless you.
God's gonna bless you.
But just holding on.
Just holding on.
Say.
Just hold on.
Looking for your midnight to turn to sunshine. Now it's gonna happen. You wait and see. Yeah. All things are possible to them that believe. Come on, you say.
You've been expecting, yeah. Changing your life.
Looking for your midnight.
Looking for your midnight.
Turn to sunshine.
Turn to sunshine.
Now it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that good?
bless your name. Doesn't matter if the rain pours down on me. You're my refuge, my fortress, almighty. And though a thousand may fall at my side, you're my shelter, my tower, you're most high. Yes, I will
love you no matter what.
And all its glory fade away. Fear not the terror of night, nor the arrows that fly by day. Though the enemy comes in like a flood, you're my faithfulness, my shield and rampart.
I love you, Lord, no matter what.
Yes, beloved, no matter what, no matter what. Listen, I want to talk to you for a few minutes. I want to share something that was sent to me by way of Facebook, a Facebook challenge. I want to thank our sister over in Catskill, Sister Jewel Chestnut, for sending it to me. I give snaps and claps to the author who I wholeheartedly agree with. I don't know the author's name, if they're anonymous. But the author starts off by quoting Daniel chapter 10 and verse 6, also Revelations chapter 1 and verse 14 to 15. And it reads this way. It says, his feet, like in color to polished brass, his hairs were like white wool, as white as snow. His feet, like fine brass, burned in a furnace. And the author goes on to share their opinion and had this to say. I want to say something about the spirituality debate. You don't believe in God? Fine. I'm not one to judge because I'm not the judge. But why is it so important for many of you to mock those of us that do? How does our believing in Jesus bring you any harm? You think it makes me stupid? Gullible? Fine. How does that affect you? If we're wrong, what have we lost when we die? Nothing. But if you're wrong, I would rather live my life believing in God and serving God and find out I was right than not believe in him and serve him and find out I was wrong, because then it's too late. There's no shame in my game. I believe in Jesus Christ. He said, deny me in front of your friends and I will deny you in front of my Father. He said he's coming back. Listen, he's the greatest man in history. He had no servants, yet they called him master. He had no degree, yet they called him teacher. He had no medicines, yet they called him healer. He had no army, yet kings feared him. He won no military battles, yet he conquered the world. He committed no crime, yet they crucified him. He was buried in a tomb, yet he lives today. They called him Yeshua. We call him Jesus. I read that and I just loved it. You know, we're still celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ right now in this Eastertide season. And in the Ukrainian church and other Orthodox churches, that they celebrate Easter at different times in the calendar, generally around the same week. And so here we are today on the celebration of the Orthodox Ukrainian church, resurrection celebration of Jesus the Christ. So I wanted to talk a little bit about what Jesus had to say about himself. Well, he tells us in the writings that have been recorded by the witnesses, he lived a life without sin. He asked those who were questioning him, doubting him, trying to trap him, trick him, can any of you prove me guilty of sin? If I'm telling you the truth, why don't you believe me? Whoever belongs to God hears what God says. And the reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. They didn't like that. They didn't want to hear that. He said in John chapter 8, furthermore, in a very serious and sincere declaration, before Abraham came to be, I am. That was the name that God gave himself when he communicated to Moses that this is what you'll tell it when they ask you who sent you. I am sent me. That's what he was to tell the Israelites. Jesus in seven I am saying speaks for himself and reveals to us more about who God is and how God loves us. Jesus says, in John chapter 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through. Jesus is saying, I am the source of all truth and knowledge about God. And listen, when you get to those pearly gates, I'll be there. Yes. He says, I am the bread of life, signifying that Jesus can sustain us. As bread sustains physical life, Jesus offers and sustains our spiritual life. I remember watching those movies where they would send the prisoners off to prison and all they would feed them was bread and water, because bread had the ability to sustain life if you didn't eat anything else. And Jesus says to us, I am the bread of life. I can sustain you, beloved. He says, I am the light of the world. Jesus is the light that illuminates the darkness for those who are spiritually blind. I know there's somebody listening to me who can relate back to when they were walking in spiritual blindness, didn't even realize it, didn't even know it until you met Jesus Christ. And he began to open your mind to spiritual things, and that indeed we are human beings, hallelujah, but we were really spiritual beings just having a human experience. Jesus said, I am the gate of the sheepfold. In other words, the entryway for those who are lost outside of God's will. I am the entryway. You can come to the Father through me. I am the good shepherd, Jesus said. Shepherd who knows and cares for those who are wandering around like lost sheep without a shepherd. And like a good shepherd, Jesus guides and watches over those who are his. Jesus said, I am the true vine. Those who attach their lives to Christ have his life force flowing in and through us. we can't help but bear fruit that will honor the Father. And like any fruit tree, there might be some bad fruit along the way that has to drop off, but we bear fruit in multitude that really can be feeding for the nations. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He is the key for escaping spiritual and eternal death, separation that is from God. Death is not the final word for those who are in Christ Jesus. And he said, I give them eternal life and they shall never perish, for I and the Father are one, in John chapter 10. Now, C.S. Lewis is credited with the saying liar, lunatic, or Lord. I think they call it a trilemma, but it was actually originated by a Scottish Christian rabbi who made the remark or the argument that Christ was either deceiving mankind by conscious fraud, or he was himself deceived, or he was divine in the things that he was saying and the things that he was doing. And
still the Lord our God.
He is one.
He is wonderful. Listen, beloved, we had some sort of technical difficulty. I just dropped off the air. The devil is a liar, and I don't care. He don't want y'all to hear what I have to say, but he's a defeated foe, and I want to let you know that Jesus is Lord. Everything he said did come to pass, and there are things he told us that are yet to come to pass. Yes, beloved, he prophesied in accordance with the prophecies of old that he would be mocked and insulted and spit on and flogged, and he would be killed, but on the third day he would rise again. The adversary of God and humanity didn't know it. The governmental religious leaders who condemned him to death on a cross didn't believe it. And today, with all the evidence and eyewitness accounts recorded in biblical and extra-biblical writings, there are many people who don't know or believe it. But what man knows and believes has never stopped the plan of God. God had a plan, has a plan for our lives for good and never for evil. The life, death, and resurrection of Jesus were all part of God's plan to save us from the penalty of sin and death. And although we can't understand the complexities of God, what God is, all-powerful, all-knowing, and everywhere present, we can know who he is because he revealed himself to us through his only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ. We celebrate the birth of Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. We celebrate the life of Christ, who taught us how to have a more joyful and meaningful life ourselves, to love God and our neighbors, to live the golden rule, to have faith in Jesus Christ, to communicate sincerely with God, to freely forgive. And we celebrate the birth of Christ. We celebrate the life of Christ. We celebrate the teachings of Christ. We celebrate the death of Christ, because his death satisfied the penalty for our sin and paid the price for our salvation. We celebrate the death of Christ because it showed us just how much God loves us. He spared not himself from the vicissitudes of life, from the womb to the tomb. He experienced the human walk. By going to the cross, he defeated death for us and conquered the grave. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, Paul wrote to the church in Corinthians in the 15th chapter. When the jealous, insecure religious leaders demanded Jesus show them miraculous signs to prove his authority, he gave them one sign in response to their demand. Destroy this temple and I will rise it up again in 3 days. They thought he was talking about a building, but he was talking about his body. And after he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he said, and they believed the scriptures and the words that Jesus had spoken. So the question is, are you a believer? If not, why not? What will it take? What more do you think he should do to show his love for you? Get to know the man. He has a plan, and he's the one that's going to see us through. Listen, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I believe in Jesus Christ. We're getting ready to get up out of here, but before we do have another song for you, and I want to say happy Eastertide, happy European, Ukrainian church Easter Sunday. I want to say happy Earth Day to all you Earthlings. Let's take care of our Earth. We come from the Earth. We're going to return to it, but our spirits are going to go back to he who sent it. Let's get ready. The train is coming. Now, we're going to close out with a song from Tabernacle Choir. It's from the Word of God in Revelation 19:1. Be blessed, beloved. Remember, no matter how great a day or how low the clouds may hang, the sun is still shining. There's a bright side somewhere. You hang in there. Don't quit in it. Happy birthday, April birthday. This is Pastor Kim signing out. And Revelation 19:1 coming through.